A new beginning begins in thought. A new beginning begins in thought. Whenever I want to do anything, I think about it. So I have a new beginning. And I have a new beginning again and again and again and again. My life is just one consecutive system of new beginnings, one consecutive system of new thoughts that constantly come up into my consciousness and say, think about me. Think about me. Look at this stone here on the ground. Isn't it glorious? Isn't it wonderful? Pick it up. Rub it. Love it. That stone has been around for centuries. It's been around for a millennium. It's been around from the beginning of the earth, perhaps. It's a wonderful story. What a story it has to tell. What a life it has to lead. But it's beginning again in your hand when you give it your love and you give it your attention. Oh, yes. You go walking through a department store and you see all of the things that they have for sale there. And you do not look at everything, but you do look at certain things that appeal to you. And when you look at it, you're giving that object a new beginning because it is being thought about in your thought. It's a new thought that you're thinking about. You're thinking about that pair of shoes. You're thinking about that pair of trousers or that dress. You're thinking about the people. You're thinking perhaps about the clerk. You're saying, my, I wonder if I can wear a smaller size trouser. I wonder what's going on in me. Can I fit into these things? And then you do it, and it's just wonderful. You are a new beginning, because every beginning begins with a thought, and everything that you do is a thought. Our life is filled with thoughts from beginning to end. We have magical thoughts, we have marvelous thoughts, we have exciting thoughts, we have thoughts that take us into various realms of thinking that we had never done before. Now, if you were to look at a bird and you were to say, wow, look at how that bird flies. Look at the magic that that bird uses as he soars through the air. Isn't that exciting? And you're making a new beginning. It's a new beginning for you because you hadn't really thought about how a bird flew in that manner before. Oh, you offhandedly said they fly like an airplane. They fly well. But you hadn't thought of how well they fly and how beautiful they are while they're flying. You hadn't thought of what a wonderful thing a bird is and how the bird has wings and how the wings are so light and how the bird has bones in its body and all the bones are hollow. Well, our bones are hollow too, but we fill them with marrow, and we make the bones sort of thick sometimes because we have different things to do with our bones than birds do. But birds have even more things to do with their bones than we do. They have to fly. They have to get off the ground. Why are the bones of the bird so beautiful and so fantastic? Well, very interesting. All thoughts. Everything begins in thought. And so, with those thoughts, you go on and you design a helicopter. You go on and you take a hummingbird and you see how it flutters and how it stands still in the air. And you say, well, yes, I can make a helicopter that'll do that same thing. And I can make an airplane that'll do that same thing, where I turn the wings up and down and sideways and I make it go rise straight up off the ground. And I can do all sorts of fantastic things because it's a thought. It's just a thought, and that a new beginning. So I make another new beginning. I like to write stories, and I like to write adventure stories. And so in my mind, I take the adventure to some far-off place. I take the adventure perhaps down into the earth and say, what would it be like to be living inside of the earth if people were actually living inside the earth? What would that be like? And so I visualize that, and I have it in my thought. It's a new beginning, and I'm not boring down into the earth. I'm just there. I'm not pressured by the earth. I'm there in my own spaciousness in whatever I am, because I am a new beginning. And as a new beginning, I come up with all sorts of marvelous ideas, and it all begins in thoughts. It all begins in my thought. How is my thought affecting itself? How is my thought living? How is my thought being revealed in my life? How is my thought being revealed in my world? How is my thought being revealed, period? Well, it's being revealed in everything I think, in everything I do, in everything I dream, in everything. Yes, a new beginning begins in my thoughts, and it is so wonderful. It is so satisfying. It is so invigorating, and it is so revealing to me, because I like new thoughts. I just love them. And I have them blossom forth in my thinking system, in my world, in my attitude all the time, and I never give up on them. A new beginning begins in thought. And with that thought, it is so fantastic, it is so joyous, it is so marvelous. Just imagine a mother and a father. They've just given birth to a baby. And the little baby is there in its mother's arms. And she is holding the baby and thinking, what a lovely experience. What a marvelous feeling of creativity. A new beginning. And then she thinks thoughts for this new baby. And she thinks, this new baby is an absolute genius. This new baby is absolutely divine. This new baby is, and she thinks about the baby. She thinks goodness about the baby. Now, this mother is wise, and the mother says, I am absolutely wonderful. I am absolutely beautiful. I have been given the privilege of having this new life come into my world, where I can guide this new life to reveal all the genius, the magic, the wonder that's within. In her thoughts, she begins thinking about her child. In her thoughts, she begins revealing what the child is in her life. And her husband does the same thing. He visualizes the boy or the girl being a glorious, wonderful being, not just an ordinary baby. No baby ever born to any family is an ordinary baby. They are a new beginning. They are ones that have begun in thought. They are ones that have begun in magic, in all that could be. And they say, how great that is. How wonderful that is. How many new beginnings do you have in your life? You don't need to have a new baby. New babies are all fine, too. But new beginnings come in all sorts of sizes, shapes, and forms, and purposes. They become wonderful expressions of all that is magical in life. What new beginning are you going to allow yourself to radiate into your world today? What new beginning are you going to allow yourself to come forth with out of your thought? Because all new beginnings begin in thought. And whatever thought you want to think, that's the foundation. That's the foundation for your dream. That's the foundation for your goals. That's the foundation for your life. That's the foundation for all that you are. That's the foundation for all that ever will be. And it's the foundation for you right now. So, say to yourself, I like this. I like this. This is a new beginning for me. This is something very special and very wonderful in my life because it's where I am right now. I'm a new beginning, and it begins in my thought. And my thought is positive, uplifting, joyous, marvelous, magical, everything that is so perfect, so delightful, and so exciting. I never know one second to the next what thought I'm going to think about what I am doing. I'm going to plant a seed in the soil of the ground. I'm going to speak a word of kindness to myself or to another. I'm going to smile. A new beginning begins in thought, and it never stops. Join me on the new beginnings of life and delight in them with all your heart and soul, even as I do. I love you. I love you. I love you.